Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
I was reading this morning, breweries are going out of business due to running and production cost hikes. And Tom Cronin is the founder and chief executive of Rye River Brewing Company. What struggles are breweries facing at the moment, Tom?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Probably cost challenges, Andrea, have been escalating for the past 4 or 5 years, especially with all the geopolitical crises that have been going on. And it's just one, it's a compound effect where year in, year out, there just seems to be further add-on costs coming into our sector. In the large, it started with probably the energy crisis and the impact that had on malt production, the impact it had on energy supply. And then domestically, we probably haven't helped the smaller SMEs with some legislative decisions at government level over the past few years. Albeit in other ways, they have been very supportive. They certainly added more pressure on our sector.
I imagine your energy costs must be huge, Tom, are they? And, you know, when you talk about the actual brewing process, I mean, they must be significant.
They are, yeah. Look, they're substantial. We use natural gas and we use electricity. Fortunately, look, we signed a renewable deal with Pinergy where we locked in a relatively good energy price, but more importantly, 100% wind farm generated energy. So there are things you can do to try and, I suppose, safeguard yourself. In Rye River, we like to manage our standard costs by locking in pricing for 12 months. It gives stability. Look, energy, as we all know, nearly doubled on a unit rate about 2 years ago. And the government did put in some subsidies to support that, which was very welcome at the time. But as an island off the edge of Europe, we're quite susceptible to paying higher prices here. I think I saw this morning that 80% of our energy last month was fossil. So while renewable is making inroads and we would like to think in time we'll become much more sustainable in that factor, we've a long way to go. It's other things, actually, Andrea, that are really challenging us. And I suppose that one of the largest ones that has come to the fore is we've had 150% increase in our water costs in the last 4 years. And it's a massive challenge. 90% of my product is water, you know, we act within our licenses and all of that, but we have no control on the cost. And the CRU is continually supporting massive increases. Look, I suppose last year we had to accept an 80% increase on the 1st of October. I don't know any other business that is legislated with 80% increases. And the CRU have gone ahead and approved a further 9.8% on the 1st of October this year. So if I put that in context, our Rye River Brewing Company would pay nearly €100,000 more for a raw material water than we would have 4 years ago in 2020.
€100,000.
Now, the challenge here is that I understand the challenges Irish Water have. I have no issue.
And that's
with
what they'll
the
say. If Ishgair Wood is here today, they'll talk about, you know, maintaining quality. Obviously, as you said yourself, water is a huge component of your product. You know, so they'll talk about the fact that there's an obvious increase as to why water's gone up.
No, and I agree with increases. We have to improve the network. We have an archaic network out there. We had 9 outages in the Selbridge area last year. Those 9 outages cost us over 4,000 hours of downtime, right? When I apply that we have maybe 30, 40 people on site here working, there's an outage. It could be from anything from 2 hours to 24 hours. I can't do anything without water.
No, sure, that hits your production.
I fully support Ishgair Éireann in finding the resource to improve and repair the network.
Yeah.
It has to happen.
Yeah.
We can't build houses without having an improved network. My issue is that it cannot always just be non-domestic tariff increases. And the government has some difficult decisions to make. We all have to pay. It can't be just businesses.
So every homeowner should be paying, should they, for the back to water charges?
Well, we all use water. Mm. We all use water. I'm a domestic user. Mm-hmm. I have a family at home with 4 kids. We take showers. You know, we should all play a part.
Yeah. Okay.
My point is that, and that's a government decision.
Yeah.
My point is you can't expect businesses to absorb 150% and stay in business.
Yeah. So over €100,000 roughly extra, Tom, that's what you're looking at in terms
on
of
a like-for-like
like
basis in 2026 versus 2022, That's what the increased cost on our water usage would be.
Stay with me. Joe Donnelly's with us too, Tom. Joe's the marketing manager with Rascals Brewery. Like, is water charges, is that your biggest hike, Joe, this year?
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Tom. Water charges, the percentage increase that's going to be coming down the line with water charges is one of, I think, a raft of increases in the cost of doing businesses, cost of doing business, Andrea. And I think, you know, that's the broader issue here, and Tom alluded to it, and it's in that newspaper article as well, is that the water charges, which again, you know, the network does need to be improved and all the rest of it, it's kind of a litany of things that have hit the hospitality sector and the beverage and distilling sector since the pandemic, since 2019-2020. The DRS, the public health alcohol bill, the increase in energy costs, and now the increases in water usages. And I think what our sector is looking for, and we spoke about this at a conference. There's an Independent Brewers of Ireland collective, you know, and we meet as often as we can. Sometimes it's only once a year. And, you know, we met a few months back, and we really want to have dialogue with the government about how they're going to help SMEs, particularly in our sector, because there is a lot of lip service. But ultimately, what we're seeing is further increases in doing business, which makes it difficult for us, which sees some breweries going out of business, which will see more breweries going out of business. And, you know, we're very, like, our sector is a very big and important employer.
It seems to have grown massively, Joe, hasn't it? The craft brewery sector in recent years. Like in Ireland, I mean, it's a huge market when you look at the number of craft brewers out there.
Well, it's probably plateaued in the past few years. Tom might have better statistics. I mean, I think the peak was probably maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. But nonetheless, it's a very robust sector, despite the dominance of Diageo and Heineken. Indeed, some people might call that duopoly. And it makes it very difficult for us to survive. But we box clever, and we probably box above our weight. But you're right. It's a very robust and, you know, independently minded sector. And again, like I said, it employs locally, and a lot of breweries put money back into the community via sponsorships and so on. So there's a huge element to this that I think is kind of being forgotten about in our sector, that the value that it brings. And don't forget, you know, a lot of Irish breweries, most of them, in fact, all support Irish producers, whether it's barley, you know, there's a kind of an ecosystem there that's really propped up by Irish breweries.
And you see a lot of the local and, you know, kind of smaller traditional pubs stocking the likes of yourself and you know, Rye River, and I know Kinnegar as well at home in Donegal. Dean McGuinness. Exactly. Yeah, Dean McGuinness is with me here too. Dean is Managing Director of Primary International Beers. Is there the demand for this level of craft beers across the country still, Dean?
There definitely is demand for craft beer. Craft breweries are doing a great job with the quality of their beer. And sometimes what's missed is the advantages that are brought from craft beer. Craft beer has more flavour to it, it has more character to it. And as a result, when people are drinking craft beer, they slow down. They enjoy it. And that's how people should drink if they want to drink healthily. If you're sculling back 10, 15 pints of beer, that's incredibly unhealthy. If you're just enjoying one beer at a time, that is the way that people should drink if they're drinking. They should drink in moderation or drink one or two or three beers at a time. The difficulty is that the Irish government seems to have a complete lack of joined up thinking when it comes to craft beers.
You there, Dean? Can you hear me? Is Dean still with us?
Dean,
oh, you're back. We'll try and reconnect with you, Dean. Bear with me for a moment. There just seems to be a slight issue with your line there. We'll just try and reconnect with you. Peter Breen is with us from Drink Irish. How many pubs serve craft beer? Do we know, Peter, in Ireland?
Hi, Andre. I run a website that actually tracks the amount of pubs across Ireland that serve independent Irish beer. At the present moment on my website, I think it's about 25%, about a quarter of pubs across the country serve independent Irish beer. Now, obviously, larger cities would probably skew those numbers. You may not see those kind of percentages in rural places, unfortunately. But that's pretty good, you know, pretty good figures. Personally, I'd love to see every town and city across the country supporting a local, every pub in every town across the country supporting their local breweries. I don't see why you couldn't have a local beer in almost every pub. You know, I'd echo what Joe was saying there earlier about, you know, it's a unique product to every county and every town across the country. You know, you could have the same thing everywhere you go, or you could also have the local beer that's only available in that, well, not only available, but it's unique to that local area. It's supporting employment in that local area. You won't get it anywhere else, you know, across the world or whatever. But, you know, so I think it is something that we really should be supporting, and it really should, you know, like pubs talk about supporting local. I want to support my local pubs, but I also want to see them leading by example. I want to see them supporting local too.
Yeah, like I know we're talking about independent businesses, and it was mentioned, I think, by Joe a little earlier as well, talking about, you know, employing local people and using local produce. But, you know, Dean McGuinness, you're back with us. A lot of people texting in today making the point, why should my hard-earned taxpayers' money, why should that be used to in any way help out breweries?
Well, it's not really a question of taxpayers' money being used to help breweries. When you look at craft breweries, they employ about 7 times more people per litre of beer that's produced than the large breweries. So when somebody buys beer from a craft brewery, they are supporting employment, and that employment supports taxes being paid into the system. So there's a huge net benefit for the Irish Exchequer from supporting craft breweries. And I think this is overlooked an awful lot at the time by government policy.
Wim de Jong is the owner of Hope Beer. How did you get into the brewery business?
Hello, Andrea.
How are
Hello,
you?
Guys. I'm kind of a late starter in the craft beer industry. I set up our brewery when I was well into my 50s. And I was basically trying to do something for myself. And with a couple of friends and my wife, we decided to build a brewery here in North County Dublin. And we've had tremendous support from our local customers. We do about 60% of our beer is sold in North County Dublin, in Fingal. We've had great support also from the local enterprise office here. And I agree that, you know, costs are increasing and are making it more difficult. And I think that's in particular in the context of it's difficult for us to increase our prices. We're in a very competitive market, not only among our fellow craft beer producers, but obviously also in relation to the big boys. So we haven't had a price increase for 5 years, I'd say, and I don't see it happening anytime soon. So we're down to trying to improve our efficiencies, which, as Dean points out, is difficult in a small artisan brewery. It is difficult to become as efficient. You know, the water prices for Guinness are not as relevant because I think they use 2 or 3 litres of water per litre brewed, whereas we probably use about 8 litres of water per litre.
So it's the major component, really, isn't it? It's the big ingredient.
It's the big ingredient, but we use 8 times as much water, you know, because we're cleaning and cleaning and cleaning again, and that uses a lot of water. So that's where
that's where the
main ingredient
from, yeah.
is. It's not
so,
just 1 litre of water.
Tom Cronin mentioned a little earlier, like that, you know, their charges are likely to go up in terms of water by the guts of about 100 grand as a result of this. I mean, does that mean, Joe Donnelly, that the likes, we'll say, of your, you know, the Rascals Brewery, your IPA and your pale ale and your lager, does that ultimately mean that each can is going to go up in price?
It could. I mean, we don't want to increase the cost of our beer a lot, because one of the perceptions about locally brewed beer is that it's expensive. Now, we would say it's value for money. It's not necessarily expensive. So we don't want to do that. And we always try to avoid it. But, you know, it's mentioned by a lot of people at the moment in our sector that really how many more increases to the cost of production can we endure before we have to just keep putting up the price? And therefore, you're, again, distorting the perception
of Irish breweries. No doubt you've seen people texting in going, it's too expensive. Mm. Why is it so?
Yeah, there's a few, I have to be honest.
Anyone in Irish brewing is not, you know, going around with a yacht. You know, we don't have, you know, holiday homes in the south of France. Like, yeah. You do this for... seriously now, like, it's time for the government to wake up to this, you know, and people need to know that this is out of a love and a passion for the process, for brewing, the creation of it and people's enjoyment of it. You know, it's not being done, you know, for bucks, because you'd be poor if you were doing it for those reasons. So, you know, like with a lot of SMEs, they really need to wake up and realize that, you know, businesses are going to go under. And that's the stark reality, you know?
Yeah, well, Fran has got in touch. He says, your first caller was right. It's about time the public pay water charges. People pay them all over Europe. So why shouldn't we do so in Ireland? John in Cork says, I moved home from Australia back in 2019 after 9 years there, and I couldn't believe the explosion in craft beer that had taken place in Ireland. I love sampling local beers all over the world. And without any bias, I can say our craft beers here are truly fantastic. The likes of Rye River doing amazing things along with breweries like Franciscan Well and Kinsale. The industry should be given some kind of protection, very similar to the Scottish whiskey industry that they have in Scotland. And Dave in Malahide says, delighted to hear the speakers on. The beauty is in the choice and innovation that's given to customers. Giving my money to local brewers, the likes of Rascals, Hope, Rye River, will always trump the larger brands. Keep up the great work, according to Dave in Malahide. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Tom Cronin, Joe Donnelly, Dean McGuinness, Wim DeYoung and Peter Breen there too from Drink Irish. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.